No, it's quite an institution. It's more than a newspaper. It's a real institution.
What you said?
I say it's more than a newspaper. It's a real Southern institution.
Yeah, this was amazing. Progressive Farm. I still take it, but I don't like it like I used to. Then I quit writing. They had the mailbox. They write in, people write in their experience of farming, gardening, or just anything you were interested in, to write about. Mm-hmm. Well, now they just have a few letters once in a while left there, and that's usually about somebody that's got a big farm or something, and so I just don't bother to write. But I'd get paid, as long as they were interested, I'd get a little pay from writing. But since then, I've reported our community news, Dunbar Community News. I reported that for 4 years before we moved up here. Of course, I got a copy of the paper for that, the paper to write it on, an envelope, stamped envelope. And that's what I get now right from the Lexington Progress. I have been since June of 58. And that's a pay I get for that. And I don't get anything for writing to the Jackson Sun. Now, they have a song, they're regulars, that people, that's got education and they have one that he's a very prolific writer. I'm so interesting that his name is Kent Gardner. And he grew up over about Medina, just as poor on a farm, just like some of the rest of us did. And he can write some of his writing I don't care anything about. He just writes about dogs. Well, he can write about anything he wants to, I reckon. And he can write about nature, and the season. Oh, so interesting. I just thrill with it. And that's what I like to try to write about myself.
What newspaper did you report the Dunbar News to?
The Decatur County Herald.
I see.
It was organized back, or established, I guess you'd call it, back in 1890-something, I think. But the family, it got down to her granddaughter of the man that established the paper. And she sold out to the Parsons News Leader. That was the paper that came on later. And she sold out to that, so they don't have the Herald now. They have the Parsons News Leader, and then they have another paper. I haven't seen a copy of it, but I think the title of it is The Grep. The Grass, I think they call it. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it.
That's interesting. I'd like to get back and ask you a few more questions about food while we were on food. I don't know how we got the newspapers here. as a girl, did you ever do anything with the bone that came out of a chicken that looks like this?
Probably bone, we did that. Boys and girls too would do that, sometimes. Stick it up over the door, and the first one came in under, that was supposed to be your chosen one.
I see. Did you ever have any names other than pulley bone for it?
Wishbone.
Wishbone. Did you ever hear of anybody pulling them apart, pulling the bone apart and having two pieces left?
Oh, yeah, the one that got the shorter piece was married first, I believe. That's been a long time ago since I've heard anything like that.
Did you ever hear the shorter piece called the boy bone?
The what?
The boy bone.
No, I don't think so.
Someone told me that, and I don't understand it exactly. You were mentioning souse. Would you describe other things that you, other parts of the hog that you would eat?